on our website is certainly a very popular area of our website is our simple solution area, where we have over 400 videos of Joe Truini sharing with you some of the great little nuggets of information he's learned over the years. And he's stolen a few from me. And but you can go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. But right now we have one straight from Joe.
Well, here you go, Danny. Here's a quick and simple way to gain a little bit of extra storage when you have a wall with exposed wood studs, right? So you'd find this typically in a garage or basement, perhaps, where the stairwell is framed out, or certainly in a shed, anywhere where the wall studs are exposed. And what you do is you take a 2x4 and you cut it to fit in between the studs, and you nail it or screw it in there horizontally. And you can stagger them and put them wherever you need them. And you'd be surprised what you could store on a 3.5-inch deep shelf. When I first started doing this, people were like, well, wait a minute, 3.5 inches, what could I possibly put on there? But, you know, you think about cleaning supplies, little bottles of Windex, that kind of thing, spray paint cans, boxes of nails and screws, hardware parts, anything like that. And I've done this in my basement, in my shed, and it's amazing. And if the wall is framed with 2x6s, then you use 2x6s and you gain 5.5 inches, so there's plenty of room. So, you know, look around your house. If you got any exposed stud walls, put in a 2x4 and start using it for storage.
Well, that's a great way to gain a little bit more. And when you start thinking about all the things that will fit in to a wall cavity like that, you realize there's a lot of opportunities. And another thing, you know, that solves the problem, if you put shelves on a stud wall and something is going to roll off the back of that shelf. So, you know, you have that can roll off in there. And then to notch a shelf board into that, boy, that's a lot of trouble and just doesn't seem to be worth it. So great way to be able to use. Also, a great way to use some of the scrap lumber you might have around too,
because that's right. You're not,
you know, 14.5 inches is all you really need on most of the stud walls like that are 16-inch centers. So
yeah. In fact, the other thing I forgot to mention is I did this, as I mentioned, coming into the basement before we turn to go up the stairs into the house, and I have several of these little shelves, and they're full of stuff, and it wasn't particularly attractive looking. So I took a really inexpensive roller shade and I mounted it right above it. Pulled the roller shade down, it hides it all.
How about that?
Yeah, works great.
Another great way of doing that.